I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, researchers in Alaska study wild berries and climate change, and the Navajo Nation amends tribal law to strengthen the regulation of the transport of radioactive materials on the reservation. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Wild Alaska berries are one of the most nutritious and antioxidant-rich foods, but climate change is altering where berries grow in Alaska and when. So researchers at the University of Alaska Fairbanks are gathering data to make sure Alaskans can both pick wild and cultivated berries in the decades to come. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra has the story. Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin has signed legislation to provide for the protection of Navajo people when it comes to the transportation of radioactive materials on Navajo land. Nigrin signed amendments last week to strengthen a 2012 tribal law to regulate transportation of radioactive materials across the reservation. This follows the transfer of two trucks carrying uranium ore through the Navajo Nation in July by a production company near the Grand Canyon. The Navajo Nation says it was unauthorized and tried to stop the truck. At a signing ceremony in Window Rock, Arizona, which was streamed online, Nigrin says in August he joined marchers on a highway on the reservation who protested the transport and were sending the message that the Navajo Nation needs to be respected. Nigrin says the amendments to the law sends the message to respect tribal sovereignty. The Cherokee Nation recently launched the Cherokee Film Institute. It's a tribally operated education and workforce development center. The Cherokee Film Institute is intended to create educational and career opportunities aimed at removing barriers for Native Americans to enter the film and media industry. It also aims at creating a sustainable workforce in and around the tribal reservation in Oklahoma. The Institute's first courses are set to begin in January. The program is open to anyone 18 and older. Native American applicants will be able to apply for a tuition waiver to help remove barriers for entry into the industry. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.